بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Coming to Anwar al-Salah, the last bayan we did in regards to the haqiqat and the reality of Salah, and Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullahi alayhi, he explained the various aspects of Salah. That one is that it has the ibadat of every makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, it has all the fundamentals of deen, etc. And then he explained that how a person should focus and how he should perform Salah. So here Sufi Iqbal now, he gives the summary and the crux of the whole first section of the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh. He says, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh ki is bayan mein char baatein hai. He said, in this bayan of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, four things were mentioned. Awwal, namaz ki ahmiyat jisko bar bar par kar dil mein bithana hai. He says, one is the importance of Salah, which a person has to read again and again until it is embedded into the heart of a person. That's why a person, he reads Fazail Amal. So we think that the same thing we're reading all the time. Why is it that we're reading it all the time? So in this repetition, when a person repeats all the time, then it sits firm in the heart of a person. Just by one time we forget it, two, three times also we forget it. That's why in the Khanqah also, the bayans that we have, generally it is repetition, many things are repeated. So after some time, it is embedded in the heart of a person. Sometime a person wants to give a bayan, so there's whatever the problem might be, whatever he needs to discuss, he comes in josh. And then one time he wants to give that bayan in josh, and he expects it to have an effect on the hearts of people. So it doesn't happen one time. This is a continuous process, again and again a person got to speak and encourage people, and then finally it sets into the heart of a person. So here the same thing, he says the importance of Salah, we got to read this again and again until it is embedded in the heart. Aur jis ke liye Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi ka risala, Fazail al-Namaz ka mutala bhi mufeed hai. Which he says that the kitab of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi, his Fazail al-Namaz which we read, he said that studying this is very very beneficial. You read this again and again, and the importance of the Salah will come in. And not only that, but look at, he was Qutub al-Aqtab. What was the position of Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi? So when we read his kitab and his writing, those qualities then transfer into us. Without us knowing, their qualities are actually transferring into us. If a person can go and sit with his sheikh, then he must sit with his sheikh. So all the benefits, all the qualities of the sheikh, all his nasiha, this will have an effect on the life of a person. And if a person can't do this, then at least he should read the kitabs of the pious mashayikh. So this will have an effect on a person, and it will help him transform his life. And if a person can't even get hold of kitabs, then this much has been written, go and sit with the muazzin of your locality. And sitting with him also will have a benefit. So reading these kitabs have a great effect on our life, but we do not realize it. So this is the first thing. Number two, dom. Sabse pehle isko dil mein bar bar soche, ke namaz ka hukam mere upar koi bojh ya tawan nahi hai. That a person, firstly, he should think about this again and again. That this Salah, the command of Namaz, that Allah Ta'ala has commanded me to perform Salah, is this not a burden and a penalty upon me? Don't I consider that it's a burden for me, difficulty that I must wake up every day, five times a day, and go and perform Salah? Balke bari ni'mat hai. Instead of, are we thinking of it that way? Or, he says, in fact, this is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, or ihsan hai, and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah has given us Namaz, jiska shukriya ada nahi ho sakta. We cannot thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for this great gift of Salah. For many, many a time for people, it is a burden that I have to wake up, I have to go for Namaz, now I have to leave my shop, I have to go, it's Namaz time. So it shouldn't be a burden. This is a ni'mat of Allah and a favor of Allah for which we must make shukr. He says that make shukr like the month of Ramadan. Make shukr, Ya Allah, you gave us a month like the month of Ramadan. Quran Sharif you have given us. He says, all this, tasbihah, zikrullah, the name of Allah Ta'ala we take in, this great ni'mat you have given us. So when we make shukr, then the love of these things will come into our heart. And those things that are most beneficial in the life of a believer, Allah made farad. And those things that were most harmful, Allah Ta'ala made it haram upon us. So here, this is a great bounty of Allah, the favor of Allah, for which we can never make shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for this great gift of Salah. Ki Allah Jalla Shanuhu ne mujhe zarra be miqdar ko pehle ashraful makhlukat banaya, phir apne darbar mein rozana 5 baar عرض معروض کرنے اور اپنے حاجات پیش کرنے کے لئے حاضری کی بری تاکید فرمائے. That Allah تبارک و تعالی, who created me, something that was nothing, that was useless, that I was absolutely nothing. And Allah Ta'ala made me the best of creation. And after making me the best of creation, Allah Ta'ala would great emphasis. Allah Ta'ala commanded me that 5 times a day, present yourself in my house, and whatever your need is, now present your need before me. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's great favor upon me. Aur jab ye chahiye, naflo mein haziri ka izn-e-aam diya. And when you want, then you can read as much nafil namaz you want. You have full permission to perform as many nafil namaz as you want, except in the makruh times where you cannot perform salah. Other than that, whenever a person wants, he can perform nafil salah. Sahaba, when they had a need, 2 rakat nafil, dua to Allah Ta'ala, and the need was fulfilled. Sahaba, he never had food in his house. He went 2 rakat, made dua to Allah Ta'ala, 2-3 times he did it. The first time he went back home, he says, no food still. So he said, maybe something wrong with my salah, something wrong with my wudu. Came back to perform salah second time. He went home, still nothing. Came back third time, again wudu, again salah. When he went home, flour was coming out automatically. And then he looked, where is this flour coming from? So when he looked, it stopped. When he told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu said that if you never look till Qiyamah, flour would have come out from there. So, nafil namaz, whenever a person wants, he can perform nafil namaz. Or is haziri mein kisi safarishi or darban ka ihsan man nahi banaya. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not make us in need of anyone's favor or anyone's favor. Or neither did He make us in need of anyone to intercede on our behalf or for some God to give us permission to come into the masjid to perform salah. اور میری طبعی سستی جہالت اور خواہشات نفسانی کے غلبہ وغیرہ سے جو غیر حاضر ہو کر محرومی کا سبب بن سکتا تھا اس سے بچنے کے لیے سخت وعیدوں اور عذاب کا اعلان فرمایا. And he says that those things that could become an obstruction from my performing salah, such as my natural laziness, that out of laziness a person doesn't want to go for salah, or a person out of ignorance, out of jahalat, he doesn't want to perform salah, or because of being overpowered by his carnal desires, all these things that could become a means of obstructing me from performing salah, to protect me from this, Allah Ta'ala made an announcement that if you don't come for salah, there will be severe warning and a severe punishment that will be given to you. So now a person keeps this warning or this punishment before him and he performs salah. But for a mu'min, it shouldn't be like this. I was explained, Imam Thanwi rahmatullahi mentioned that a person shouldn't have the fear like the fear of a dog. Our fear for Allah Ta'ala is not like the fear of a dog. The dog, you pick up a stick, you pick up a stone, the dog also gets frightened. Our fear for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was, Allah Ta'ala is so kind to me. Allah Ta'ala is blessing me with so many ni'mat. How can I break the command of Allah Ta'ala? So same here also. Allah is calling me. Allah's command to come to the masjid. So I should read namaz because Allah's command, not because of the azab that has been kept in place. Now I go to the masjid to protect myself from the azab. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Many a times it happens also that a person, when Allah Ta'ala wants to pull a person, how Allah Ta'ala pulls him. A person comes from work, he's tired, he wants to sleep at that time. He says, no, let me take a rest. Now he just lies down, he says, never mind, today I won't go to the masjid, I'll read my namaz at a later time, I'm very tired. Allah makes it, somebody knocks his door, somebody came to visit him. Now he has to sit with that person, at that time now the adhan is called off. Now he says that, I can't sit at home, I have to go with this person. Allah Ta'ala pulls him, Allah Ta'ala takes him to the masjid. So Allah Ta'ala also makes mean, when Allah Ta'ala wants to pull somebody, Allah Ta'ala pulls him to the masjid. So he says, اب مجھے جان لینا چاہیے کہ ایسی نعمتِ عظمہ اور محبوبِ حقیقی کے کرم سے محروم رہ کر اپنے محسن و خالق و مالک اور دنیا و آخرت دنیا آخرت کے چارہ احساس کو ناراض کر کے سخت عذاب کا مول لینا بری نادانی اور کمینہ پنے. So he says, now I need to understand that for me to be deprived of such a great ni'mat of salah and the kindness of a true beloved, Allah Ta'ala is our true beloved, to be deprived of the kindness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and to displease your muhsin. Allah is our muhsin, our benefactor. Allah is our creator. Allah is our malik. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is in charge of the matters and the affairs of dunya and akhirat. Now to displease him and for a person to purchase that azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which he has promised for not performing salah, this is foolishness and this is the indication that a person is very, very base. That he is prepared to go to this extent and displease Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, namaz mein dil ki huzuri, jis ki husool ka tariqa to bayan mein wazi hai, ke koshish ki jaye ke namaz ke har rukan mein kam az kam koi lahza zarur huzuri ka muyassar a jaye. He says, in namaz, the concentration of the heart. He says, how to attain this? This was already explained in the bayan, that how a person should attain this. That an effort should be made that in every posture of salah, that for minimum, for one moment, a person should be conscious of the presence of Allah Ta'ala. For at least one moment, a person should think of Allah. When he's in Qiyam, for one moment, think of Allah. When he went into Ruku, for one moment, think of Allah Ta'ala. When he's in Sajda, for one moment, think of Allah Ta'ala. That's the minimum. The person, his concentration, if he can get it to maximum, throughout the salah, he's connected to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then what to say? But the minimum, at least in every posture, think of Allah Ta'ala once. And Mawlana Madni Rahmatullah made it even easier. He said, if a person didn't do that, but at least once in salah, once in his entire salah he did it, that is also a salah of concentration. Is huzuri ke wadahat mein, jo umur Hazrat Sayyid Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi ne tahreer farmaye hai, masalan, now in order to gain this concentration and the explanation of this concentration, Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, for example, apne aap ko apne Rab ke samne jane, aur Rab Kareem ko apne hal par mutawajjih samjhe, aur jo kuch zuban se par raha hai, iske maana ko jane. Three things he mentioned. He says, one is, think that I am standing before Allah Ta'ala. And secondly, Allah Ta'ala's full attention is on me. So in this way, you will be conscious of Allah, which we gave the example of the employer and the employee. And the third thing is, whatever you're reading, learn the meaning of that. So when you are understanding the meaning of what you are reading, this will be regarded as a salah of concentration, which Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi was already mentioned in the bayan. Agar mazmoom Allah Kareem ke ghussa wa itab ka ho, to dil hi dil mein khauf kare. All this was discussed, he's just recapping everything. He says, if the subject matter over here is of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's anger, Allah Ta'ala reprimanding, then in the heart a person should fear Allah Ta'ala, aur pana chahe and seek refuge from Allah Ta'ala. Aur jo maqam rahmat aur inayat ka ho, and where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is showing His mercy, Allah Ta'ala is showing His kindness, to dil hi dil mein iske husool ki tamanna aur arzu kare. Then in a person's heart, he should desire that these bounties of Allah, this rahmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he must have desire in his heart for this. Aur naflo mein mashq ke dauran chahe, is kaifiyat ke husool ke liye, ayat ko baar baar parna pare. And he says that in the nafil namaz, a person should practice this, that in order to attain this kafiyat and this condition, where you speak about the rahmat of Allah, jannat, and a person now desires it, or he speaks about Allah Ta'ala speaks about his anger, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reprimanding, and that a person he fears, and he seeks protection from Allah Ta'ala. So he says, how should you get this? That practice this in your nafil namaz. For example, you come across this ayat of the rahmat of Allah. Read the ayat again and again in the nafil namaz. And then desire now, I wish I can have this rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Azab of Allah Ta'ala, in nafil namaz, read that ayat again and again and fear. And then in your heart, Allah, protect me from your azab. Protect me from your punishment. So this a person should make mashq, and a person should practice this in his nafil salam. That's the third point. Jaharum, the fourth point. So he said there were four points. This is the last point. Ye ke namaz ke azmat ko khub samajhne ke baad, tamam adab ke badshah-e haqeeqi ki qabooliyat ke layak hai inko baja laaye. He says, now that you understood the greatness of namaz, that how great namaz is, what an ibadat Allah Ta'ala has given us, what a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala which we cannot make shukar for, such a great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. He says, implement all those adab and all those etiquettes that will make your salah worthy of acceptance in the court of Allah Ta'ala. All those adab and etiquette, bring them in, which will make your salah worthy of acceptance in the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, even a little bit, is Shakur. Allah is Shakur. Alladhi yu'ti al-ajr al-jazil ala al-amal al-qalil. You do a little bit, on that Allah Ta'ala will give great reward. It's mentioned in Baghdad, there was a king. So one person, he was living in the countryside, in the desert. And in those days when they used to go to visit the king, they used to take some hadiah. And they present it to the king. And the king in return, he will give them also some hadiah many a times. So one person, he was in need. So he wanted to visit the king. So he said that, how should I go to the king? What should I take for the king? And he was a person that was a Bedouin. He was from the jungle now, from the desert. So he said, where will the king? He's in Baghdad, the king. He said, where will he get fresh water? So here in the jungle you won't get, in the desert you won't get fresh, clean water. But he gathered clean water, and then he put it into one pitcher, he closed it up, and now he traveled to Baghdad. So many days he traveled. When he came now to the town, he came to the palace of the king, then he presented this to the king. So when they opened it, so many days of traveling, it was already, there was a stench that was in it, that pitcher was dirty, When they open it, that whole room, where they open it, that smell now has spread out all over in the room. But the king said, never mind, throw it away. He said, let's host him, keep him here, give him a good room. And then the king said that that pitcher that he brought, in which he filled this water which was gone old now, with so much of ikhlas and sincerity, he must have filled it. He said, fill it up with gold coins. And when you take him out of the town, when he's leaving, going back now to his residence, then take him under the palace of the king, the river was running, the Tigris River. So he said, take him now in a boat, in the river, and then let him go. So when they took him, they gave him that pitcher now full of coins. They put him in the boat. And now under the palace, they take him in the river. Now he's thinking to himself, that look at this. There's a river right under the palace of the king. Fresh water available. I brought my old water from the jungle, from the desert there. And I brought it to the king. But how he appreciated what he gave me, he kept me there for a few nights. He filled it up with gold. And then he sent me off. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, our etiquette, our adab, we do little bit. Allah Ta'ala will accept it and Allah will give us much more in return also. But try and bring these etiquettes, these adab, that will make it worthy of acceptance. In adab mein, awwal darja mein, taharat aur paakizgi. He says that from amongst the etiquettes, the first is that a person should cleanse himself, purify himself properly. Whether it is the wudu that a person requires or it is ghusl, purify yourself. Dusra namaz ka tariqa, yani wudu aur namaz ke fikhi masail, کہ فقہ مسائل جو رسالہ تعلیم الاسلام وغیرہ میں بیان کیے گئے ہیں. Secondly, he says, learn the way of performing salah. That how, like what we do the masail over here. But these are some of them are a bit in-depth. The simple masla kitab where you learn how to perform salah, how to make a proper wudu. The fiqhi masail of salah, which is written in Ta'lim al-Islam, etc. Learn all these masail and we'll be surprised. There's so many things we don't know. Myself, I'm talking about myself. That there's so many things that we don't know. Even when we go through the fatawa kitabs, every day we are learning masail. That the mustahabbat of wudu, who actually does this? The baby finger we're supposed to put when we're making masah, after we finish the masah of the ears, the baby finger is mustahab to put it into the ears. But who actually does it today? We don't even know that it is a mustahab of wudu. So there's so many things, our wudu is still not correct, our salah is still not correct. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi, he says after 60 years of making khidmat of deen, after 60 years, he says, after serving in Darul Ifta and giving fatawa, he says that still, when people ask me masail of salah, I still got to go back to the kitabs. I have to refer to the kitabs and then give them the fatwa. He says, otherwise I can't give them the fatwa. But he himself, he complained. He said, there's so many people you see, they are performing salah for years upon years. And they are still continuing, they're so content. My salah is 100%. My wudu is 100%. So a person got to improve all the time. So he says, refer to these kitabs and learn how to make a proper wudu, how to make your salah properly. Many a times before, when we explain how the khilal of the beard should be made, mashallah, there were some ulama, in fact a mufti, and he came forward and then he said, you know what, just explain this again to me, how the khilal of the beard. He is a mufti himself, and mashallah, he must be making a proper wudu. But he still wanted to make sure that am I making the khilal of my beard properly, or is it not done properly? He wanted to know exactly which hand, how should the fingers be put through, and how should the khilal be made. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Agar na malum ho, to pehle isko seekh lo, kha jitne din isme lag jaye. He said, if a person doesn't know how to perform wudu properly, how to make salah properly, then he says, first go and learn that, irrespective of how many days it takes. How many days it takes to learn this? This is most important. Go and learn the masail of wudu. Go and learn the masail of salah. Taake namaz ke tamam farayiz, wajibat, mustahabbat, aur mufsidat, wa makruhat, khub pehchane. So that you know what is farz in namaz. You know what is wajib in namaz. We know what is mustahab. What are those factors that nullify the salah of a person? And what is makruh in salah? And many of these things we are weak in. What are the farayiz of namaz? What are the mustahabbat? What is sunnah in namaz? What will nullify our namaz? What is makruh in namaz? Many of these things, we are weak, we don't know them. So he says, if you know these things, if you study these things, you know these things, what will happen? Taaki is darje mein isko malhuz rakhe. So that you keep them in their proper position. You know that if I make this mistake, or if I make that mistake, what is the position of my salah? That is it valid, is it not valid? Ye baate to suluk ikhtiyar karne se pehle seekhni zaruri hai. He says, these methods, how to read salah and how to make a proper wudu, this is necessary to learn even before we tread this path to Allah Ta'ala. Here we are treading the path, we want to reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We want the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So before you even come onto this path, first learn to correct your wudu and your salah, learn the masail of wudu and salah, then you choose this path. Humne ihtiyatan isliye likh diya ke baaz zakir shaghil hazarat ko iske taraf khususi tawajjuh nahi hoti. He says, we as a precautionary measure, we just mentioned this. We didn't have to go particularly into detail. Just as a precautionary measure, we just made mention of this point that first learn how to make wudu, how to perform salah before threading this path to Allah Ta'ala, because there are those that are involved in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, in the spiritual exercises. So much importance they give to all the zikrullah, spiritual exercise, which is also very important. But he says, they give no attention whatsoever to these basic fundamentals. Namaz is most important. Wudu is most important. That is left, but they're giving more importance to zikrullah. So he says, first learn these masail. This is very, very important. Unhi maskura bala, faraiz, wawajibat, sunan, mustahabbat, ka namaz ke har rukan mein dhyan rakhna, namaz mein dil ki huzuri kehlati hai. So here he says, that if these four things, if a person is conscious of these four things, that what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab in namaz, in every posture, for example, you're standing, you say right, to stand, the standing posture in salah, that is farz. To say Allahu Akbar, just to say the word, takbirat Allahu Akbar, that is farz. To lift the hand, not farz, that is sunnah. To lift the hand, that is a sunnah. So now a person is conscious, when he's saying the word Allahu Akbar, I'm doing a farz. When I'm standing, this is farz. When I'm lifting my hand, this is a sunnah. He says, if you are conscious of this, what is farz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, in every posture of salah, I went into ruku. Now to go into ruku is farz. To say Subhana Rabbil Azim, that is sunnah. To go into sajda, that is farz. To say Subhana Rabbil Ala, that is sunnah. Now when a person is conscious in every posture, what is farz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, he says that this is regarded as concentration. You're concentrating now, because now you are conscious of every posture, what you are doing is farz, wajib, sunnat, or mustahab. Jiski ahmiyat Hazrat Sayyid Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi ne bayan farmai, which Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi in his bayan he has mentioned. Aur namaz mein huzur e qalb ka yahi matlab hai. He said this is the meaning of concentration in salah. Just be conscious of faraz, wajib, sunnat and mustahabbat, which Hazrat Maulana Abraham Haftab Hardoi Rahmatullah Alayhi, the murid that would come there, they would have to learn this. That what are the mustahabbat of namaz, how many mustahabbat of namaz, and generally even ulama, we as ulama, myself also I'm talking about, that these things we tend to forget, unless the ustaz, for example, he's teaching it all the time, then he somehow tends to remember. But if a person does it 1-2 times or 3-4 times, and then he leaves it out, he doesn't remember it in salah, then eventually a person forgets, to such an extent that if a person, he learned nazara, and for many years he never read Quran. Later on he opens his Quran after 5-10 years. He has a problem. Some people forget. I remember when we were young boys, still doing hijr, one uncle used to come. He was about 60 years old. He said, no, I forgot my nazara. But Allah gave him tawfiq. He came forward, he said, let's start with Surah Yasin. The month of Ramadan is coming. He came about a month or two before Ramadan. He learned how to recite Surah Yasin and he got back into the groove. So when a person doesn't do dhur goes. If a person doesn't keep up with his masail, the masail goes. So a person has to be at it all the time. Aur namaz mein huzur, acha, Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Qaisani rahmatullah alayhi ne bhi bayan farmaya hai. Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Qaisani rahmatullah alayhi also mentioned this in his bayan. He said, what is the being concentration, what is concentration in salah? Worry about these four things, conscious of these four things. Chunache maktub banam Hazrat Mir Muhibbullah Khalifa Iqqas Hazrat Mujaddid Saab rahmatullah alayhi baad ham wa salah tahreer farmate. He says, in the writing of the Khalifa of Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Qaisani rahmatullah, his Khalifa Hazrat Mir Muhibbullah Saab, he has written, after praising Allah Ta'ala and sending durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, janna chahiye khuda tumko seedha raaste dikhaye, that you should know Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keep you on the straight path, is giving dua, ke namaz ka mukammal hona aur iska kamal faqir ke nazdeek iske farayiz wa wajibat aur sunan wa mustahabbat ka ada karna hai. He said that according to Mujaddid Al-Qaisani rahmatullah alayhi, the perfection and the completion of your salah, the perfection and completion of salah according to him is a person fulfills all the farayiz, wajibat, sunan and mustahabbat. Jisko kutub fiqh mein tafseel se bayan kar diya gaya hai. This, the details of what is faraz, wajib, sunnat and mustahab, this has all been written in the kitab of fiqh. In char umur ke alawa aur koi amar aisa nahi jisko namaz ki takmeel mein koi dakhal hai. He says, besides these four things, besides these four aspects, there is nothing else that contributes to the completion and the perfection of salah. Just these four things, if they taken care of, you are reading inshallah a salah that is close to perfection. Khushu unhi charo umur mein mundarij aur khudu unhi umur se wabasta hai. He says that khushu, where a person is connected to Allah Ta'ala, in his salah, heart is connected to Allah. He says the khushu, the connection also, is included in these four things. And khudu, where your outside postures of salah is made properly. He says this is also connected to these four matters. Aage chal ke likhte hai further, he writes, La salata illa bi hudur al qalb. That there is no salah except with the presence of the heart. So, La salata illa bi hudur al qalb, mein hudur al qalb se murad, Umure Maskura Char Gana Me Huzure Kalbhe. He says that what is meant is no salah except with the presence of the heart. So he says what is meant by presence of the heart? Presence of the heart is confined and restricted to these four things. Faraz, Wajibat, Mustahabbat and the Sunan. So if these four things are there, then a person is conscious he is reading salah with concentration. Yani dil ke tawajjuh aur khayal ke saath namaz ke tamam farayiz wa wajibat sunan wa mustahabbat ka ada karna taake koi khotahi in umur mein waqi na ho paye. He says that make sure you perform your salah with concentration by fulfilling the faraz, wajibat, sunan and mustahabbat so that there is no deficiency left in your salah. Iske alawa aur koi huzur e qalb faqir ki samajh mein nahi aata. According to a great mujaddid al-Sasani rahmatullahi, he was a mujaddid, a reviver of deen. In the second century, in the second thousand years, Mujaddid al-Sasani, many, many customs and bid'at, etc., Mujaddid al-Sasani, rahmatullahi, removed from the ummah. So he is saying that according to my understanding, besides these four things, concentration is nothing else. If these four things are there, you're reading a salah, a proper salah of concentration. Namaz ka kamal unhi umur ki kama haqqo adayi hai. He says that the completion, the perfection of namaz is in these matters, and it should be discharged as required. Ki yahi namaz hai. Jo log iske alawa kisi aur cheez mahwiyat wagaira se namaz ka kamal chahte hai, wo kamal namaz ko ghair namaz se talash karte hai. He says that those people, in besides these four things, they looking for the perfection of namaz, such as being absorbed in namaz. We want to read a salah where from the beginning to the end, we just absorbed in salah. And they're not worried about the faraiz, wajibat, sunan and mustahabbat. He says, you're looking for the perfection of namaz in something that is not even namaz. This is not what is required. That just to be fully absorbed in salah when you don't even know the faraiz, you're not fulfilling the faraiz, wajibat, sunan and mustahabbat. So he says, if a person wants to perform that type of a namaz, that he's just absorbed in salah. And these things he's not worried about, these four things. Then you're looking for the perfection of salah in something that is not salah. Magar in mazkura umur ka dil ki tawajjuh aur khayal ke saath ada ho jana ghafil qalb ke saath aur qalbi khushu ke baghair mumkin nahi. But he says these four things for a person to discharge them with the concentration of the heart, this is not possible if your heart is negligent. The heart has to be present as well. You're going to do these four things, but your heart has to be present. And a person, he must have khushu of the heart. The heart must be connected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If the heart is not connected and the heart is totally unmindful, then how is he going to do these four things? If the heart is not there, how are you going to be conscious this is faraz? How are you going to be conscious of what is sunnah? How are you going to be conscious of what is mustahab? It won't happen. So the presence of the heart has to be there as well. Aur qalbi khushu qalb ke zikr se mutaassir huye baghair mumkin nahi. And the concentration of the heart, the connection of the heart, this is not possible without the heart being affected. And the heart is affected with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. That first a person has to do a cause on zikrullah. This will melt the heart. This will soften the heart. When the heart has been affected, now a person performs a salah. Now it will be easy for him to gain that concentration and that khushu in salah. Jaise ke piche bhi bayan kiya gaya, this has already been explained in the past. Ke is tarah namaz parne mein puri kamyabi unhi ko hasil ho sakti hai, jin ke dil ko zikr shughal se kuch nisbat yaaddaash hasil ho chuki. He says, only those people can perform such a salah and attain complete success in the salah. Those people that have done zikr, that have done spiritual exercises, and together with this, they got some connection and some concentration in salah. Now for them to get connected in salah, or connected to Allah Ta'ala, becomes very, very easy because of the effect of zikrullah and the heart being affected. In ko to namaz ki takmeel ke liye in umur ki adaigi thori si koshish se hasil ho sakti hai. For these people, for the perfection of salah, just by fulfilling these faraiz, wajibat, sunan and mustahabbat with a little bit of effort. He says they will get the completion and the perfection of salah very, very quickly. Why? Because the heart has already been effected. Islah of the heart has already been made. Iske ghair ko, jiske dil mein zikr aur khushu nahi hai, iske liya namaz ki adayegi dushwar hai. For those people, other than this, who hasn't made zikr, their heart hasn't been affected with zikr, then for them to leave getting khushu in salah. And he says that for them to even perform their salah, even that is difficult. Those that haven't made zikr, they haven't got khushu, for them even performing salah is a big job to come to the masjid and perform salah. Jaise ke Quran Paak mein hai, namaz khashin ke alawa dusro par dushwar hoti hai. Like Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, that wa innaha la kabiratun, namaz is difficult. Illa al khashin, except those people that got khushu. So, for a person that has got, his heart has been affected with zikrullah, for this person it is now very, very easy to gain this concentration in salah and connection with Allah Ta'ala. The second thing he says, dusri baat, yeh bhi haqeeqat hai ke zahir ka asar batin par, aur batin ka asar zahir par parta. He says, this is also another thing, that the reality is this, that the outward of a person has an effect on the inward of a person, of the internal of a person. And the internal of a person, the inside, has an effect on the outside of a person. And that's why we taught one dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahumma ij'al sirri khayran min alaniyati. Oh Allah, make my inside better than my outside. وَجْعَلْ عَلَانِيَةِ صَالِحًا. And let my outside be righteous and pious. So the outside has an effect on the inside. And the inside also has an effect on the outside. One poem, perhaps it's Khaja Sabak, I don't know exactly whose poem it is. But there he says, تَرَ مَحْبُوبْكَ يَا رَبْ شَبَاهَتْ لَكَ آيَا هُو. حَقِيقَتْ إِسْكُ تُو كَرْ دَي مِسُورَتْ لَكَ آيَا هُو. That Allah, تَرَ مَحْبُوبْكَ يَا رَبْ. That Allah, I have brought the outward form of your mahbub, of your beloved, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beard I got, the kurta I got, the outward form I have brought. Haqeeqat isku tu kar de, make it a reality, Allah. Main surat leke aaya hu, I just brought that form. So even that outward form is very beloved to Allah Ta'ala. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, those magicians that came, they were all blessed with iman. And such iman that when Fir'aun told him that I'll crucify you, they said, do what you want. Inna ila rabbina munqalibun. That we're going to turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You can do whatever you want to do. Such iman, how Allah Ta'ala gave them, just in a jiffy, they came to compete against Musa alayhi salam with their magic. Why? Because they imitated Musa alayhi salam. Allah loved that imitation of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed them. So here also, the outward of a person has an effect on the inside. The inside has an effect on the outside. A small child, if you give him the police suit, and he's wearing a police suit, he's not a police, small child. But now he'll start acting like a police. Put him a suit of a fireman, now he wants to be a fireman. Put a soldier suit, now he wants to shoot everyone. Why? The outside, it has an effect on the inside of a person. And the inside has an effect on the outside. Agar qalbi khushu aur zikr wala tori tawajjuh se zahiri mustahabbat ko ada karega. If a person has got khushu, concentration, he's connected to Allah Ta'ala, and zikrullah, if a little bit of focus, this person, he has to now fulfill the mustahabbat of salah. So iska asar batin ke khushu ko bhi barha dega. Then this will increase the internal khushu of a person. If a person that got a little bit of khushu, he made a little bit of zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then together with this, if he just has to fulfill the mustahabbat of namaz, this will increase the internal khushu of a person. Example, misal ke tor par, ba waqt qiyam, sajda ki jaga par nazar rakhna. When a person is standing, it is mustahab that the gaze of a person is on the place of sajda. When we're standing, then in the qiyam position, our gaze is where we are going to make sajda, we keep our eyes there. Ruku ke waqt qadam par, when we go into ruku, we look at our feet. Aur sajda ke waqt naak ke nok par nazar jamae rakhne ko amal mein laega. And when a person is in sajda, then a person keeps his gaze on the tip of his nose. Now this is a mustahabbat or mustahab of namaz. So nazar ke intishar se mahfuz ho jayega. If a person he does this, he will be protected from his gaze moving around. Or namaz huzur qalb ke saath muyassar ho jayega. And the namaz of a person will perform his salah, it will become easy for him to perform his salah with concentration and his heart being present. Why? He protected his gaze in salah. So when he protected his gaze in salah, now out of namaz, when he's outside on the road, a person will be able to protect his gaze also. So see, he acted on a mustahab of namaz. So outside namaz also his gaze are protected. And in salah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will increase him with concentration. جب یہ اتنا بڑا فائدہ مستحبات کی ادائیگی میں ہے تو سنن و واجبات و فرائض کو دھیان سے ادا کرنے کی اہمیت ظاہر ہے. He says that when there's so much of benefit in doing something that is mustahab, if a person leaves out the mustahab, he won't be sinful. When there's so much of benefit in doing an act that is mustahab, then if a person does the sunnat, the wajibat, the faraz, all this is done with concentration. ادا کرنے کی اہمیت ظاہر, the importance of this can be understood, that how important it is, that if the mustahab has such effect, then how much more emphasis should be given to the sunnats, wajibat and farais. چنانچہ ان میں کوتاہی کرنے سے نماز کا کمال تو کیا, کبھی نماز بالکل ہی ادا نہیں ہوتی. He says that if a person has to just leave out the farais, wajibat and sunan, he says that if a person is deficient in this, leave your perfection, we striving for perfection of namaz, but you leaving out these important aspects, sometimes the salah of a person doesn't even take place. The salah is not even done when you leave it out. For example, faraz is left out, namaz is not done, wajibat is left out intentionally. That namaz, even sajda sahu cannot rectify it. Person has to repeat the namaz all over again. For example, a person is reading witr salah and he left out the dua qunut. If he left it out in error, no problem. Make sajda sahu in the end, because it's wajib, it is done. But intentionally a man left out the dua qunut and he went into ruku, he can make sajda sahu in the end, doesn't rectify the salah. He has to repeat the whole witr all over again. Sajda sahu is only when a wajib is left out in error. But intentionally, no, it doesn't work. So same, he says over here, that sometimes the salah of a person is not even discharged. Or kabhi naqis reh jati hai. Sometimes the salah of a person is incomplete. Or salah munafiq kehlati hai. And when it is incomplete, it is referred to the salah of a hypocrite. Jiske mutalliq wa'id aayi hai, ki wo ghaflat wali namaz, namazi ke liye badua karti hai. In regards to which there has been warning. That salah that was read, unmindfulness, person is not worried about faraiz, wajib, mustahabbat, sunan, then this salah of unmindfulness, it makes badwa for a person. Aur purane kapre ki tarah lapet kar muh par mar di jati hai, and like old clothing, it is now wrapped up and it is thrown onto the face of a person. And what the salah says, dayyak Allah, Allah destroy you, you destroyed me, Allah ta'ala destroy you as well, Allah ta'ala protect us. اور اگر کوئی فرائض سنن واجبات کی تو پرواہ نہ کرے اور اللہ تعالیٰ کے حضور ہی میں مستغرق رہے. And if a person doesn't worry about these things, فرائض, واجب, سنن, مستحبات, but he is now absorbed in his salah, time in communication with Allah تعالیٰ, but he doesn't worry about these things, چاہے اس دوران کوئی وسوسہ بھی نہ آئے, then even while performing salah, no وسوسہ comes to him, even no thought from shaitan comes to him, تو وہ نماز کے حکم کو پورا کرنے والا نہیں کہلائے گا. He won't be considered as a man that is fulfilling the command of salah. You are absorbed in your salah. You are in concentration in salah. But you weren't worried about faraiz, wajibat, mustahabbat. Then too, you won't be considered as a person that is discharging his salah. Here we need to understand that deen is not according to our logic. Deen is what is the command of Allah Ta'ala. What Allah Ta'ala wants from me, that is what is deen. A person, he may come to the masjid, he say, but I want to make extra ibadah today. So fajr is 2, I'll make it 4, I'll get more sawab. No, leave you in guna, and your fajr salah is not even done. Or he says, maghrib, why is maghrib 3 rakat? I want to read 4 rakat maghrib today. I want extra sawab. So leave getting extra sawab, you in guna, your maghrib is not even done. Because the command of Allah Ta'ala was to read 3 rakat, not 4 rakat. Or a person says he wants to fast. And he says, on the day of Eid also I'll fast. I want more. No, Sharia says no, now you're in haram, now you're in guna. So you have to understand what Sharia wants. Logic doesn't work. As Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, that لَوْكَانَ الدِّينُ بِالرَّايِ, if deen was according to intellect, according to logic, لَكَانَ أَسْفَلُ الْخُفِّ أَوْلَى بِالْمَسْحِ مِنْ عَلَاهُ, then the bottom part of the moza, it was more worthy that a person makes masa of that than the top part of the moza. But he says, وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَمْسَحُ عَلَىٰ ظَاهِرِ خُفِّهِ. I mean, I saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam making masa on the top part. So, deen is not according to logic, because the part that gets dirty is in the bottom. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made on top, we will make on top. If a person, he breaks wind, where does the wind come out from? And what Sharia says, make wudu. When you're making wudu, you don't wash anywhere there. You're washing your face, you're making your hand, masa and the feet. Sharia is not according to logic. It is what is the command of Allah, what is the teaching of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the same thing over here, Mufti Taqi Sahib has also explained this. He says, for example, a person, he goes to Makkah Sharif for Hajj. So he says, in the Haram of Makkah, you perform one salah performed multiplied 100,000. But he says, comes to the 8th of Zulhijjah. Now what's the command of Allah? No, leave the Haram, move. Now you must go to Mina and spend the 8th of Zulhijjah in Mina. So So he says that any person that works according to logic, he'll say, why must I leave the haram? 100,000, I'm not going to get 100,000 in Mina. Let me stay in Makkah al-Mukarramah. But it's the command of Allah, now you must go to Mina. And then when it comes to ninth, even go out of the boundaries of the haram. Now go to Arafat. And then go to, after that, to Muzdalifah. So, see, here it is again, the command of Allah Ta'ala. What is the command? So here also he says, a person, he is absorbed in his salah from the beginning to the end. No thoughts also come to him. But he's not worried about these four things, the fara'id, the wajibat, the sunnah, and the mustahabbat. That command of namaz, this person is not fulfilling. He is not fulfilling it. Balke shahid, aisi namaz parne wala, ziyada gunegar ho. Such a person, he will be more sinful. He thinks I'm reading a salah of full concentration, but he will be more sinful. Ke yaad dast aur huzuri ke bawajood na farmani kar raha hai. That instead of having so much of concentration, he's connected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but he is disobeying what is the command of Allah ta'ala, because the command of Allah is to worry about these four things in our salah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. We'll continue from there.